The top headlines from the News and Observer for January 19, 2021, including the latest on MLK Day events, college sports, and more. Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 19. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today's weather forecast calls for sunny skies early with increasing clouds in the afternoon, with a high in the mid-50s and overnight lows in the lower 30s. In our top story, North Carolina's Reverend William J. Barber II called on President-elect Joe Biden to use his first 100 days in office to enact policies that will help people in need. Barber, co-founder of the National Poor People's Campaign, spoke at a virtual service on Monday commemorating the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The Poor People's Campaign, named for the 1968 Poor People's March on Washington that King organized before his assassination, has launched a platform of 14 policy priorities for Biden's first 100 days in office. The policy list includes enacting COVID-19 relief, a $15 minimum wage, guaranteed housing and health care for all, a federal jobs program, immigration reform, and more. In other news, a vendor at the Dixie Gun and Knife Classic, held on the North Carolina State Fairgrounds over the weekend, removed neo-Nazi merchandise after a visitor complained to the state fair over Twitter. The items were applique patches bearing the swastika and the SS bolts. A state spokesperson said the NC State Fairgrounds, which leases the Jim Graham Building for the Gun and Knife Show and dozens of other events each year, has no policy on what can be offered for sale, and that they stand behind the First Amendment. But the promotion company that books the show does have a policy about what can be sold, and they handle the complaint. The Anti-Defamation League identifies the swastika and the SS bolts as hate symbols often used by white supremacist organizations and movements. In sports, for the first time since December 1982, the Associated Press men's basketball poll doesn't include Duke or the University of North Carolina. The blue-blooded rivals, famously located 8 miles apart with 11 NCAA tournament championships between them, are struggling simultaneously, with UNC having started this season 8-5 while Duke is 5-3. The Blue Devils started the season ranked number 9, rose as high as number 6, and were ranked number 19 in last week's poll. But Duke dropped out of Monday's poll after losing 74-67 at number 20 Virginia Tech last Tuesday. North Carolina started the season at number 16 but hasn't been ranked since it was at number 17 in the December 21 poll. The Tar Heels were not included on any of the 64 ballots this week. This ends a streak of 702 consecutive polls that included one team or the other. And finally, more bad news for North Carolina bar owners. ABC permits for more than 100 North Carolina bars were canceled by the state this month, a move that came as a surprise to many owners. The newly created North Carolina Bar Owners Association said that 120 private bars, roughly 10% of the state's private bars, had their ABC permits canceled for non-payment this month. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, North Carolina's bars remain closed except for limited outdoor seating, leaving many opting not to reopen. Because of the restrictions, bars had the option to defer permit fees until they reopened. Jeff Strickland, spokesman for the North Carolina ABC Commission, said the cancellations occurred because of a routine assessment of payment status at the beginning of the year. He said the circumstances will vary by businesses, but that bars likely won't have to start at square one when they reopen. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.